Rejoice, people of God. Praise the Lord. Let us keep the feast in honor of all God's saints, in whose victory the angels rejoice and glorify the Son of God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning for All Saints Sunday. All Saints Day is, of course, tomorrow, but we celebrate it today. Whether you're here in church or at home, it's good to have you with us. And just to remind you that on Tuesday at 7:30, there'll be a sung Eucharist for All Souls for the commemoration of the faithful departed. If you'd like anyone to be remembered, those who've gone before us on that evening, do write them on the list at the back of church.
Since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, looking to Jesus in penitence and faith. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are loving to all, and your mercy is over all your creation. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Your faithful servants bless your name and speak of the glory of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray that we may be strengthened by our communion with all the saints. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, "I tremble with fear." But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord.
Father, glory, honor.
Alleluia, alleluia. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were there before you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As we all know, St. Mary's has an interesting history, something our Heritage Weekend helps remind us of every year. And this year we began with words from the former curator, James Lomax of Temple Newsham House, who drew our attention to the connection between the country house and this, the parish church. During that talk, the stories of the people he remembered were in our memorials were recalled, and we have them to all sorts of people around us, to Viscount Irwin, of course, and the various bits of mischief they got up. Anyway, that's another story. As well as the Scargill tomb and, of course, John Smeaton behind me, or beneath me and behind me, a man whom God endowed with the most extraordinary abilities, which he indefatigably exerted for the benefit of mankind. If you've never read the memorial, there's a bit. But then more modestly, and my own favourite, is that we have the little tablet down here. Well, it's a tablet that's got a bit worn away, so I think replaced with a brass one, although someone would tell me, to Martha Totty of Seacroft, who was memorably esteemed by all for her piety and charity. We even have memorials to church wardens who died in office, Fred Schofield and Arthur White, characters whom some of you, I know, will remember. But I wonder how you relate to these memorials. In one sense, of course, they're part of the fabric of the church. But today invites us to think of these memorials as representing, I think, something more.
And they seem to work on two levels for me. On the one hand, they are about remembering the past. And I've no doubt that those who paid for the erection of these memorials wanted them to be remembered. But they're also an invitation. An invitation which goes both to the heart of All Saints, which we celebrate today, and All Souls, the commemoration of the faithful departed that we celebrate on Tuesday. An invitation to remember that those who have gone before us have certainly died, we see them no longer, yet by faith we believe there is a connection still. A connection which is real, which takes us beyond those who've died within living memory, the saints we have known, to those from long ago, to the Irwins, the Scargills, the Smeatons, and the Martha Totties. People I didn't know, but yet somehow, gloriously, mysteriously, I'm connected to them. I've no idea, really, who Martha Totty was, and yet I'm still in some way connected to her. In churchy language, I am in communion with her. In the Orthodox tradition, this sense of the connection between people of the past and the present is made much clearer in how they decorate their buildings. For in their churches, and some of you may have been into them, the walls are decorated with paintings of the saints. All around you are images of those who have gone before. And there's often a very real sense, if you step into an Orthodox church, that you're surrounded by the communion of saints. Of course, we do the same with our memorials, albeit in a much more modest way. Though in our Anglican tradition, there is one church where they've embraced this vivid sense of connecting the past with the present. It's a church known for its experimental feel. I've mentioned it before, St. Gregory's of Nyssa in San Francisco. And they have on their walls what's known as the Dancing Saints. 90 people from all races and backgrounds and generations and traditions, the pious and importantly the not so pious, a wonderful living communion who have and still do inspire people. And there they are, dancing away from Darwin to Dante, Florence Nightingale to Gandhi. Yes, he wasn't a Christian. People who have been God's friends, though, in all kinds of ways. Now, we don't have any dancing saints in St. Mary's. Sadly for us, we have these memorials around here. If you've been up to the sanctuary, these rather scary-looking, solemn faces who look down. I think they'd rather scowl at the idea of saints dancing. So perhaps it's time the figures around us were recast. And I wonder who we might add from our own lifetime. Not just international, national, and local, perhaps. Be an interesting exercise to see who we'd nominate. And it might help us to remember that when we worship, we're not limited by who or what we can see. Rather, we are connected by angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, as we say in the Eucharistic prayer, or angels in festal gathering, as that wonderful first reading from Hebrews put it. We are, as the collect for today so memorably says, knit together in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of Christ. A sense that though we are physically separated from those who have gone before us, we are, in some sense, still aware of their presence, connected, in communion with them. And we often find inspiration from those who've gone before us as we hear their stories, just as we did at the Heritage Weekend. And then they come alive for us as people, and we realize our stories are not so different from theirs. Our longings and hopes are the same. The muddles we get into in life, well, they've been repeated down the ages. And they, as we do today, heard words from Jesus to inspire and encourage. And today's words from the Gospel speak of some of the hallmarks of the saints, of how blessed are the peacemakers, the persecuted, the pure in heart, the merciful, and the meek. And that if we are to follow the blessed saints, we are to keep those words and others that Jesus spoke close to our hearts. I'm thankful for today, for All Saints' Day, because I know how in the midst of this life, our horizon is often so limited. We have our heads down and we get on with things. So we need days like All Saints, like Michael and All Angels, which can seem so strange in many ways to our modern minds. But they invite us to see that our horizon is often too low, invite us to lift our lives, and remember that we live in this mystical union, are in communion with those who have gone before, hard though it is for us to comprehend this. It's a glorious mystery we enter into, and helps us also to remember that the memorials around us are not just artifacts of history, but reminders of saints of the past, good and bad, and particular to here. And with these saints of Whitkirk, and remembering too all those who couldn't afford a memorial stone, we gather around this table and are knit together in one communion and fellowship. Something we give thanks for today. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
Let us pray in communion with all the saints in heaven. Please sit or kneel to pray. We bring before God the needs of the world, the church, and its entire people. God of the saints, make your church a holy church, a praying church, a serving church. May the saints in heaven be an example for all Christians, that we may serve you in the way that you desire. We pray for all Christians throughout this city of Leeds and further beyond. Lord God, we pray that you will accompany our journey, and may we reflect your love to those that we meet. In our diocese, we pray today for all retired clergy, and for those with permission to officiate. We give thanks for Rosemary, for the invaluable support that she gives to our parish. We pray for all those who give support to clergy and lay people across this city. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, we pray that those in authority may follow the example of the saints who worked for peace and love. Guide the leaders of all nations that justice may prevail throughout the world. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor taken away. Make us instruments of your peace, and let your glory be all over all the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of community, we pray for this community of Whitkirk and Colton, for our Church of St. Mary and all its people. We pray for the continued growth of the Church, for our outreach and welcome, and for relationships made between local schools and businesses. We give thanks for the Temple Newsham House and Parkland, a haven to so many and a place of relaxation. We give thanks that we are able to worship in church and that we are providing a beacon of hope to this community. Lord God, enable us to do your work for your church. Make us outward looking that we may care deeply and make us a community of peacemakers and bridge builders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of fellowship, we pray for our families and friends, that you will be with them when they need you most. We thank you for the fellowship of your people here. May we, as a family of your people, be rooted and grounded in your love, and come to know the extent of your grace as you dwell within us. We pray today for the residents of Templegate View, for all those who work, visit, and live there. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, we remember today all those who work tirelessly for the emergency services, fire, police, and ambulance. We give thanks for their dedication to a difficult role. We pray for their safety and for their commitment to make our communities a safer place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of healing, we bring to you those whose lives are darkened by pain, fear, or weariness. Come to our aid, help us to bear what must be carried, and take from us all resentment and bitterness, replacing it with an abundance of peace. We remember the elderly, the housebound and the lonely. And we pray for all those who selflessly minister to the needs of others. From our own congregation, we've been asked to pray for Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, Pat Patrick Crowley, Janet Lawson, and Alan Dacre. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those whose life has taken them to long-term care, for those who need extra strength and support, praying from this congregation for Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently departed this life and now are with the elect communion and surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Remembering especially today Frederick Thackeray and Bill Godson. And we remember by name those whose anniversary of death falls at this time: Mary Allen, Percy Taylor, Edna Hilton, and Helen Graham. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of eternity, we thank you for all the saints, those recognized by the church and those known only to a few. We praise you for their example and rejoice that they live in your heaven with every tear wiped away. In your mercy, may all who have died in your fellowship know everlasting peace. Lord, as we go out from church today, may the light of God shine upon us. May the love of God shine within us. May the light of the Spirit shine through us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God through Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far off and those who were near. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
as the grain once scattered in the fields and the grapes once dispersed on the hillside are now reunited on this table in bread and wine. So, Lord, may your whole church soon be gathered together from the corners of the earth into your kingdom. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now we give you thanks, most gracious God, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses and glorified in the assembly of your saints. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. We, your holy church, acclaim you in communion with angels and archangels and with all who served you on earth and worship you now in heaven. We raise our voice to proclaim your glory, forever praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Blessing and honor and glory and power.
With saints and martyrs through the ages, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. I heard the voice of a great multitude crying, Alleluia, the Lord our God has entered into his kingdom. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Amen. draws to a close, we, before our post-communion prayers, just hold in our prayers those leaders gathering at this time in Glasgow for COP26, praying for a unity of purpose and a common mind. Lord of heaven, in this Eucharist you have brought us near to an innumerable company of angels and to the spirits of the saints made perfect. As in this food of our earthly pilgrimage we have shared their fellowship, so may we come to share their joy in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, we have broken your bread and received your blood. By the power of your Spirit, keep us always in your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May he give you joy in their fellowship and a share in their praises. Amen. May he strengthen you to follow them in the way of holiness and come to the full radiance of glory. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Following God's saints in the ways of holiness and truth, go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.